Hey family, this is another episode of the Blemish Beauty Podcast, and I am your host, Shira Renee. If this is your first time listening in, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I pray that you hear something worth holding on to. For those of you who are joining me again, welcome back. The goal of this podcast is to erase the norm and embrace the truth. We all hide behind some kind of mask. So in this space, I want you to feel free to own your scars and see the beauty within. I am a Christian influencer, a mom, an entrepreneur, a content creator, and Jesus Christ is my source in all things. And I believe that with Him, anything is possible. So with that being said, let's jump into today's episode. In this throwback episode, I will discuss the tragic loss of losing my daughter. This episode was one of the hardest episodes that I've ever had to do because I struggle with being vulnerable. But I know other women have been through this, and some will go through this later on in life. So this episode is for y'all. Most importantly, this episode, just like all my episodes, but especially this one, is dedicated to my daughter. She will forever be my motivation. So here goes. This episode is a heart message. I wanted to take a moment to love on the ones who are grieving the loss of a loved one. As we go throughout the year and hit milestones and holidays, the ability to enjoy these moments may be difficult, and I want you to understand that I can relate. This episode is dedicated to the ones that haven't had the holiday spirit since that special person in your life passed away. It is also dedicated to the ones that aren't in the holiday spirit because all of the children are grown up and have moved out the house, or that spouse has passed away or left you during the holiday season. I pray that this year, when the holiday seasons come back around, it brings you the peace that you need because time is something we can't get back. I need you to know that life is precious and we don't know what tomorrow holds, so please don't waste the gift of today being sad. Instead, choose to live the rest of your life honoring that loved one by being successful and happy. November is a rough month for me. In the beginning of 2018, I closed a chapter of my life and I started a new one. I was recently married, and if I'm honest, I was at the best weight of my life. I was on cloud nine. Before getting married, of course, you know, you have to plan the wedding and do all the things. But right before the wedding, there was a sudden shift. The wedding that we actually had planned didn't happen, but we ended up getting married a few months earlier. And then a few months after that, we found out we were pregnant. A plus side, though, that even through my pregnancy, I was still cute. And for all my pregnant moms or moms out there who have been pregnant, you already know that that's not always the case. So now we are married and just found out we are expecting a child. And we kept living our life. And the highest moment of that life was finding out not only were we preparing for a child, but we were preparing to have a girl. And this was something that my husband and I both wanted individually before finding each other and collectively as we got together. So everything seemed to be going pretty well until November 14th.
Now, mind you, all of these, what should I call it, experiences had transpired between January of 2018 to November. So that's a lot of highs and lows to go through in a short amount of time. And 2 days prior, on November 12th, we went to the doctor and did the ultrasound and all the things, and we got a clear, good bill of health that everything was fine. She was full of life and heartbeat strong, all of that. So leaving there excited, continuing to live life, and you guessed it, I was still cute. We went through the week as normal, and Thursday, November 14th, we went from anxious and excited, soon to be parents, to grieving over the loss of our unborn child. Now, let me pause and say this to all of my women and even the men who have experienced a miscarriage and the loss of a child. I am praying for you. That day in particular may have passed, but the emotions can return like it was yesterday. And as I speak, I can still feel the pain in my heart like I did on that exact day. So I understand. Now, at that moment, we didn't know it at the time, but this was the beginning of the separation from my husband and I. So again, I'm going to pause and I'm going to say this as a disclaimer. For anyone who is going through something like this, a tragic loss, please make the choice to go through anything and everything together. Especially if you're married, because the enemy, his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he will use any situation to bring a divide. So stay close and stay together. Keep praying and put God first. I couldn't for the life of me understand how I woke up pregnant and then went to bed no longer pregnant. This type of pain and heartache that I felt, I wouldn't wish that on anyone in the world. At that moment, it seemed as though the world stood still. And the minute that they told me she was no longer alive, no other words were spoken. I just saw people moving. I was completely devastated. I want to take a moment of silence for all the babies we have lost, whether during pregnancy and or after birth. It is safe to say, after that, I was no longer myself. I became a shell of myself. And to be honest, I don't remember much of anything between that night and moments after. It's still a blur because I went completely numb. Just like a loss of any family member we love, all I can remember is some days I cried, some days I was mad, some days I was just completely frustrated. I can't even tell you the exact day I started to get my feelings back. I just woke up one day and decided that I will never forget my baby, but I had to make the decision to move forward. I had the conversation with myself and decided that I could either allow this grief to take me out or use this as motivation. My daughter may be physically gone, but I can continue to allow her spirit to be alive in all that I do. And I want you guys to do the same thing too. So fast forwarding now, 5 years later, I went from that to now being an influencer, podcast host, author, and entrepreneur. Everything that I do, I choose to honor my daughter in some kind of way. Wherever you see a star symbol, that is my way of bringing her with me or including her into my space. The star represented, for me, a superstar because I wanted her to surpass all the things that I wanted to do and take the world by storm. A star is defined as a beacon of hope, a shining light that guides the way. It is a symbol of positivity, happiness, or renewal. So earlier I told you I had two choices to make, and I chose to take my pain and turn it into purpose. I chose to take the misery and turn it into my message. Our daughter, Messiah, Sarah Mae Beacham, will forever be our star, our beacon of light, and our princess of positivity. So, my beauty mark for you this week is to take the memory of your loved one and turn it into your message. Make them your motivation and your why to live life out loud and unapologetically. Don't choose to let another holiday pass you by and find yourself depressed or spending the day in tears. Use the time you have left to love on the people who still are here. Create a mark in this world for others to be positively affected by. And lastly, live a life that God can be glorified from, because you are not here by accident and you have been created to do great and amazing things.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Blemish Beauty Podcast, and I need you to remember, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You are not here by accident. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. Make sure you connect with me on Instagram and on Facebook at the Blemish Beauty Podcast, and follow me on TikTok at CherylRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.